B96 with Moog, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing, who is about to make his claim that psychics are real.
Ooh.
And I am quite the skeptic. Carla's a believer.
I'm a full believer. Whatever you're about to tell me, I'm like, yes.
I believe in coincidences, and I believe that psychics know people really well. Well, we'll see. It's B96, by the way, Moog and Carla Mornings. Ahmad the Amazing, tell us what happened with your psychic and what's coming true.
I have goosebumps thinking about it. So before I left Texas to come to Chicago, I went to a psychic with my boyfriend. I told him, don't hold my hand, don't act like we're, I don't want to say lovers, but lovers. And so we go in like as two friends, and the psychic grabs grabs his hand.
She knew that you guys were together?
Wow,
she's good.
She was like, she goes to my boyfriend, she says, you're going to join the medical field and you're going to fall in love with a woman in the same field. Mind you, my boyfriend, when he moved up here, he goes, I think I want to be an EMT out of nowhere.
Oh.
The medical field.
Oh.
But is that after she suggested
No, it was random. I don't even think he thinks about that night, but I do because she told me that I'm going to get with a rich, older man, and we're going to start a business together.
So basically, she said that you and your boyfriend are going to part ways. He's going to go be with a woman in the medical field.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to go get with a rich, old guy.
Yes, which I'm talking to one right now.
Oh.
And I wasn't seeking that. He approached me at a bar randomly. I wasn't on, like, Grindr, like, looking for a sugar daddy. No,
he
approached me. He was very persistent.
Can we give some context here? Ahmad is in an open relationship. So
yes.
What you're hearing right now is not Ahmad admitting to cheating
on his man, yeah.
But,
and your and your boyfriend is bi.
Yeah.
So he would, he could
find a woman.
Find a woman.
Wow. In the medical field. She said they're going to have kids, but we'll always come back to each other. But I'm like, are you calling me a homewrecker? Like, if he's going to get married to a woman and have kids.
Yeah,
that's basically what she's trying to say. But so what you're saying is the prophecy is slowly but surely fulfilling.
Being fulfilled.
Okay, tell me about this old man. Sugar Papa.
Sugar Papa. He's got some money and some properties and some business ideas that he likes
and
to
spend. Are you going to be with him? Are you going to marry him?
No. I could play.
You could play house?
I could play house for a little while, I think.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. But I'd still be with my boyfriend.
But he's going to be with his new family that he just had, according to the psychic. And you're just going to be with him?
She said we'd always come back to each other, and I don't see my life without you.
That's pretty tragic. If he's like, marry some woman and has kids, and then here's just Ahmad, you know, whenever he's feeling a little...
I need to write that script before Tyler Perry does.
Wait, is there anything else that the psychic said that you are concerned will come? Like, if this prophecy is already happening, why do I keep saying that?
It is a prophecy, though.
Ahmad met with a psychic, and apparently it's been some time, and these things are starting to come true.
Is there anything else that you can expect to start coming true?
That was the biggest thing that stuck out to me, because it was like, I sat back and thought one day, I'm like, wow, things have changed since I moved to Chicago.
Well,
and then I realized...
It's a whole different environment.
I know, but still, you're a skeptic. I'm talking to the believer here, Carla.
He's just looking straight at me.
I know.
He's fully ignoring Moog now.
Don't dismiss me.
But yeah, I think the prophecy is becoming true, and I might be marrying a rich old man. We'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, take it, and I fully believe in psychics. However, I don't believe every psychic is legit. I believe psychics exist, but I don't believe every psychic is legit.
Okay. I don't know. She was an older woman. She had the, like, crook in her back, the gray hair, a little bit of a mustache. I believe her.
There's a certain look, I guess.
Well, if she had a mustache, she must be legit.
She's legit. That's where the powers are.
All right. Well, you know what? You got to keep us updated if you end up marrying this old man.
We'll see. I love you, Issa. That's my boyfriend, not the old man.
Okay. Oh, okay.
What's the old man's name?
We'll wait on that. Okay. We'll come up with a nickname.
Sugar Daddy is probably easy. Sugar Papa.
Sugar Papa. I like that.
It sounds so much classier. Sugar Daddy is like, oh, I need money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sugar Papa is like, Father, may I have money for my investment?
Father made me cringe.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry, Father just felt more formal.
Okay. All right, well, you know what? Good luck. Keep us updated, Ahmad.
Thank you.
And whatever works out for you, I hope that it's in your best interest.
Thank you.
Financially and otherwise. Up next, we got to talk about Carla, who's quitting.
I am.
And Ahmad and I are going to try and talk her out of it.
I don't think there's much you can do to talk me out of it. Once I make my mind up, it's pretty made up, but we can try.
We'll discuss next.